Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are we? How are we? How are we? How are we? Listen, today is Tuesday, Tuesday's truth. Hasn't it been a weekend? Hasn't it been a great weekend? Have you had a good weekend? Have you had a good Monday? So how has it been for you? You know what? Sometimes I get into this motivation mode and I just go straight in. But I want to connect with you today because it's Tuesday's truth. It's Tuesday's truth. Tuesday's truth is always, 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 always important. It's always a big one. So I want to connect with you this morning and just make sure that you are doing really, really, really well. Because it's important that we connect as people. All right? It's really, really important. It's important that you connect with me and it's important that I connect with you. So that I know where you're at, so that I can help you. And I got a message from yesterday. Yesterday I spoke about, I said, you have not because you ask not. That was the principle of yesterday. And that is the principle of all week. Because all the week, because right about now it's about us. Remember I was talking about engagement, me engaging with you, you engaging with me. You have not because you ask not. That was what I said yesterday for Monday's movement. And that was to get you to start moving yourself in the right direction, okay? So, as a result of that, I got a message from a lady in Italy, yeah? So, guys, we are touching the world here. We are touching the world, okay? And she asked me a question, and the question was this: what is it that you ask for personally? She asked me, what is it that I ask for personally in order to make my growth and in order for me to do what I do? And I sat back and I thought, okay, this journey has not been an overnight journey. I want you guys to get it. Any journey that you have is never going to be an overnight thing. It takes work. It takes commitment. It takes progression. It takes all of these kinds of things to move us all forward in the direction that we need to go to. So there are many, many things that we as people can ask for. One of the things I said yesterday was to increase your vision. Enlarge in your territory, enlarge in your curtains, enlarge in yourself. Start thinking above, because the one thing that I know, and this is going to be the mantra, it's just come to me today. I'm excited, guys. The one thing is that you are able, I want you to get this, write this down. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Okay? Write this down again. I'm going to say it again. You are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you ask or think. So in your thinking, when you set your vision now, yeah, you set the vision, you've got a vision, you've written it down, you're making it plain so that when you read it, you know what you're doing. Right? Because it's not about anybody else apart from you, right? Once you've written it down, make it bigger. Make it so big it becomes uncomfortable. And that's where you leave it. That's where you leave it. So she asked me a question, and I went back to the beginning of when I started my journey. And I want you to think about where you want your journey. What is the ultimate thing? And I said, I wanted my light to shine. Let my light shine. Let me be a person, a beacon of hope. That was it. That was the very first. Do you know, I had to go back. I went back in the archives. I went back through years and years and years and years of things that I'd written down about me, about my life, and what I wanted to achieve. And my thing is, I'm an inspirer. I inspire people. I motivate people. I help people to transform their lives. That's what I want you to do. And what you see is a result of that. I'm letting my light shine. So even when someone may come and try and make you dim your light, or make me dim, should I say, my light, I'm not having it. Because, why am I not having it? Because I know who I am and I know my purpose. I know the vision that I have to move forward. I know that I'm going to touch the lives of millions, millions of people. I know already that thousands have been touched, but we're going to millions. So what I'm saying to you is, what is your vision? What is your vision? Where are you going? What are you going to say about yourself? What are you going to put about yourself? What are you going to do right now, today, in this moment, in Tuesday's truth? What is the truth? Where do you want to go? What is the vision that you have? Remember yesterday, you have not because you ask not. So what are you asking for? Make your vision big. It doesn't matter if it makes you feel uncomfortable. It's better that it does. It's better that it does. Make your vision big and then work backwards to fulfill what you need to fulfill. Right? So you set it big and then you take the steps all the way back to where you are now. You are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. Let me say that again. You are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think. So think big today. That's your truth today. That's the truth. Because you are a creator. You are the person that puts things in place. Let your light shine. Don't dim your light for nobody. You got things to do. You got things to do this morning. You've got so much things to do. It doesn't matter if you are, a radio DJ. It doesn't matter if you are a business owner. It doesn't matter if you're an author. Whatever it is that you are doing, make your vision bigger. I'm challenging you today. Make it bigger. Because the world's waiting on you. The world is waiting on you. They're not waiting on me, because I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing. What are you doing? You are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think. All you could ask. That means in your capacity to think, you can do so much more. Don't let fear hold you back. You feel the fear. We all feel the fear. Fear is an emotion. Fear and excitement run parallel. So sometimes when you're feeling fear, you have to ask yourself, is this fear or is this excitement? Feel the fear, do it anyway. The world is waiting on you. That's your truth today. That's your truth. It's waiting on you. So come on, people. It's time for buckle up now. Come on. You've got things to do. People to help. People are hurting themselves. Women and men are dying right now, and it's not because of corona. It's because of fear, and because maybe you are not in your place. You're not doing what you need to do. You know you're going to do, you need to do something, but you procrastinate. Then you say, I'll do it in a minute. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. Or you find an excuse not to do it. Right? I've got to do the cooking. I've got to do the shopping. I've got to do the housework. Oh, the children need me. The phone keeps ringing. Excuses. That's an excuse. So you're getting the truth today. Stop making excuses. Right? And get out there and do what it is that you're supposed to do. Do what it is that's been in your heart, that's been in your spirit, that don't dim your light. You are the person with the control. You see this? This is a control. You know, I like to give examples, right? I have a light here and I can change the light by a flick of a switch, right? You might not be able to see that, but I'm in control. I'm showing you this to show you that You are in control of you, your destiny, of what you're doing. And the more you wait and sit back and procrastinate is the more that people who are waiting on you are going to feel without, they're not going to have the tools that they need, because you have it. You have it. You've got something in your hands that's so valuable. So valuable. So, we're here together. We're moving together. We're building together. And I'm here to inspire you and to help you transform. I'm here every morning at 9 o'clock. So, say with me, I am able. Somebody needs to write this down. This is the mantra for the week. I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. And today I'm going to make my vision bigger. Make the vision bigger. You're going to write it down and you're going to read it and you're going to run with it. You're going to do it because you have to do the work. I'm here as your biggest cheerleader, but you have to do the work. Yeah. This is Tuesday's Truth, guys. This is Tuesday's Truth. Tuesday's Truth is do not dim your light. Remember this, you are in control. Turn up your light and let the world see who you are. They're waiting on you. People are dying, remember that. People are dying. Listen, I'm out of time. I will be back here the same time tomorrow for Work It Out Wednesday. See, I get so excited. I get so excited. The lady asked me what it was that I asked for. And I asked to be a light. I asked to shine so bright that nothing... And the thing is about light, nothing can put light out, you know. Do you know that? There is nothing. Darkness can't hide the light. The light will always illuminate the darkness. Always. Always. So be careful what you ask for. Let your light. When I said about the light, I didn't think about the ins and outs and intricacies of light and darkness. I just spoke out of sheer, I don't know what the word is. I don't even know what the word is. I just said, I want to be a light. I want to shine so bright. I want to help people. I want them to know that it's not as bad as they think it is. There you go. There's the proof. That's what I said. Way, 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 2012. 12, when I really started this journey of empowerment. 2012. That's what I said. And every year, the vision has got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Now I'm running a worldwide global movement. All that time ago, I didn't know that. But what I'm telling you this is to say, this can be you. I'm no one special. I'm no one different to any of you. You can do this. I can do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or even think. Let that be the mantra for you this week. Be a light. Shine bright. You are all diamonds, you are all gems, you are all precious, whether you're male, whether you're female. And you know what? I'm just getting pushed because I work with women, but I'm getting so many men asking for help that I feel bad to say I don't work with men. So I might just have to do something for men. Because this is us moving forward. So I just want to say good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining me. I will be back here. I will be back here tomorrow for Work It Out Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Guys on Instagram, I'll be here 9 o'clock. Yeah, I'll be here 9 o'clock. I'm really pleased with myself today. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Meet me here for more morning inspiration. Ciao.